USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Linda Tripp, one of the central figures that led to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton back in 1998, has died from pancreatic cancer. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Details of her death have not been revealed, but a number of sources reported the 70-year-old Tripp was suffering from pancreatic cancer. It was Tripp's secret recordings of White House intern Monica Lewinsky that led to President Clinton to deny the affair.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Amid mounting evidence of the affair, Mr. Clinton admitted to the relationship.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Decades later, Linda Tripp spoke to an audience on a broadcast on C-SPAN of her role in the matter.
It is virtually impossible to get your good name back. The vitriol, the attacks, the slander remain in the public domain and sort of color people's thoughts forevermore.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The findings of a new survey could spell long-term trouble for professional sports because of the coronavirus. USA Radio's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Even after the pandemic itself subsides, most Americans say they still plan to stay away from sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. It's the finding in a Seton Hall sports poll that finds 72% of Americans saying that they would stay home until there is a vaccine. The number does drop to 61% from those surveyed who describe themselves as a sports fan. Among all Americans, 12% said they'd be open to attending a game, as long as social distancing could somehow be maintained. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sports players helping out during this coronavirus crisis. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra helping to feed people in need. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Sierra and Russell Wilson are stepping up in the fight against COVID-19. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback and his Grammy Award-winning wife are donating millions of meals to those in need with help of the nonprofit Feeding America. They appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to talk about their motivation.
You know, when you think about it, at the core of it all, two of the greatest necessities and essentials are food and shelter. So it was really great for us to be able to, we really wanted to focus on those needs and the immediate needs. You know, if you don't have food, how can you really go on with your days or start your days?
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.